Ja, ich bin wach. So, you said last month to Shabbos, said that the talk this week was about the dinim of kimo, of standing up for parents. That was like a parent for a lot of other things as well. The Mechaber says clearly in Reish Mem Sivov, Dr. Mechaber, Chayev Lamoid Mipnei Oviv. A person's Mechayev to stand up for his father or mother. When he says Oviv, it means Imo, he says Oblach. A person's got to stand up if a parent comes within his sight. Kamloi Einov. The halacha is, there's a big chilik between standing up for a parent or for Rabbi Muvuk, a person who is somebody for a chocham who is a person's main rebbe, or it's hard to get sight nowadays, we don't have Rabbi Muvuk. There's no such thing as Rabbi Muvuk anymore. There's no rabbi, very few, maybe there are some. Aber der Klau, there is not a metzias of one rebbe from whom you learn to rov chachmosai. It's very rare. So, aber others want to say that somebody who is a shtotz rov, or a rosh yeshiva, that's the same din as Rabbi Muvuk. Like of these halachos. That's also mufukbuk. The shadow is such a thing as Rabbi Muvuk is not there. Of the din of Rabbi Muvuk is, when there is a Rabbi Muvuk, the din is that Chayev Lamoid Miponov. And we learn the dinim of Kibud Av from Koid Rav. State in Rambam. Look at some Rambam. And Mashgiach Zichron Livracha, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shlomo Volbe Zichron Livracha. He gazukt as nowadays. I say there's no such thing as Rabbi Muvuk in the halachic sense of Rabbi Muvuk of Rav Chachmos Mimenu. But there is a musug of Rabbi Muvuk as a person, someone who feels a kesha nafshi with the Odom Godel. That's a Rabbi Muvuk on that level of a as I said, it's interesting to gedank. So for Rabbi Muvuk, the din of kima, and we learn kibud av from Rabbi Muvuk. So the chiv mamash. One of the rais they bring is because since the Torah was compared kibud av to kvod Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for kvod Hakadosh Baruch Hu, what has to stand up? So mamela. This is, it's Adereisa. The kids Adereisa mamash. Oh. Tadaresa Mamash. So Chayev Lam with Bifnei Oviv. Where do we find it? Vishdatus. So there's a few Makoiras. One of the Makoiras, and we're going to come back to it a couple of times, is our Gemara. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that Rav Yosef, the problem here is there's a different gesos. Some of Rishonim say Rav Yosef, and some say Rabbi Tafan. Big difference, yeah, Rabbi Tafan, Yatana, Rav Yosef and Amir, but it's Hanafkin, I'll see in a minute. Rav Yosef, ki have a shoma kol kara di'ime, when he heard the sound of his mother's footsteps, Omar, he said, Eikum mikami shchina. Asya. I want to get up, I want to stand up, I want to rise, to cover the Shekhinah that's coming. What's the Pshat Shekhinah? Yeah, because of the Nasach Torah, but that's, I'm obliged by the push it to Mephoshim, I'm not push it at all, but the grace of Mephoshim. Zook the Marshal Pshat. Because Chazal say, we mentioned this already a couple of times, that Bizman, at a time when a person is machaved his parents, Ma'ale ani aleichem, kiilu dati b'neichem. I reckon it as if I dwelt amongst you. Because if you machaved your parents, you'd be machaved me. If people are not machaved their parents, so the Rebbe says, a good job, I didn't live stay amongst you, because he wouldn't be mechavad me either. So Dushit Marshal, Abu Marshal adds a shtikl, interesting, he adds a shtikl, he says, Ukamosha kosavti, the hey, Mishem Yudkei, Shevi Isho, Remezes Lishchina. The hey of the word Isho, of the word Yud Kei, which is the hay of the Isho, that's Maramas for the Shekhinah. So the Shekhinah comes with the Isho. Yeah, more than with the Ish. It's not the Dach. What's the Ish got? It's only got a Yud. The Ish has only got a Yud. Yud, yeah, Chazal, so everyone knows this Chazal. And Yud, Kei, Shechina Shui Benem, Ish V'Isho, Shechina Shui Benem, the Yud of the Ish, and the Hei of the Isho. Oh, but Be'emes, the Isho's got more than the Hei. Because Ibn Ezra, if you look in Ibn Ezra, the Zeus Yikore Isho, so Ibn Ezra says, Ish is Aleph Yud Shin. So the Isho comes from the Ish, and you're adding a Hey. So Isho should be Aleph, Yud, Shin, Hey. So what's happened to the Yud? Where's the Yud gone? Zoi Frigd Ibn Ezra, no less. Enfid Ibn Ezra, it's there. There's Yud there. Yazoi. Because there's a Dogosh in the Shin. Isho. The Ish, the Chirik under the Aleph is a Tznu Katana. After Tznu Katana comes the Dogosh. Yeah, so it's a Dogosh. So that Dogosh is like a Yud. So Ibn Ezra has Sedo by the Ish or the Yud, Yod or the Yud. Kim tells the Ish is more than the Ish. The Ish has only got the Yud. And the Ish has got the Yud and the Hey. I can trace. Chagot, I think I've said it once, Chagot Mazbazayin, the fee there, which states from the Balat Tanya, as a thing the Kasha, as Yehei Shmei Rabo, Yehei Shmei Rabo, Mavorach Dus Aposuk. And then the first say, Yehei Shmei Rabo, Shem Yud Kei, Shem Yud Kei should be Rabo. Shmei, because Shem Yud Kei. The word Shmei is Shin Mem Hei, because there's no Yud. So what's up, Shat? Shmei, Shem Yud Kei. Well, there's no Yud Kei there. Zuk to Balatanya as the Hei is a Mapik Hei. So there's a Pintala, Nakuda, in the Hei. So it's like there's a Yud. Dachsach Mei, the Makoyf name is Takadem, the Ibn Ezra. That's the question. Ibn Ezra looks as Elvis Hazach. It's not in Kintus, yeah? As the Yud is being Kun Yud Kei, and it's a Santa Dach. Is Al Kapolim, is the Isho Hot Nevidish, the Kaira. That's to do a Shus Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch. The Shus Yaakov looked in Simon Menvov, in Birchas HaShacha. He looked as Isho is on a higher madrega of Yerushalayim than Ish. And because she was created by the Rebbeinu himself, without the Malachim. Etalanga macht only to be Meshamash the Ish. So, Atziagresa Hasia Hechem Madrega Yerushalayim. In Bams, the state in Kamelplatz, also, Chaznish schreibt, Sach Friede gesungen, aber Chaznish sagt, that for a person to have Yerushalayim, you got to have Omol Batoire, Daf Avot in Lenin. What does the Isha do? She's got no chiv to learn. So the Chaznish begits the ganze Yerushalayim also. She gets it ready packaged. Yeah. This is a pshat, when Isha says, when a woman says in the morning, Shosani Kritzoyna, it means, Rebbein Shalom, you made me ready like your Rotzen is a person should be. But then Madrega from Yerushalayim, but the person's got to achieve, she's got it already before doing anything. That's a shame. Yeah. A Isha doesn't have to, a child before the chasna doesn't have to, a girl doesn't have to wear, have her hair covered. The Gemara says the reason covering one's hair, getting a kapel or a hat, is for Yerushalayim, so Gemara and Shabbos. So Isha doesn't need Yerushalayim, she doesn't need it, it's built in. So that's Memela. And the Shus Yaakov Zuk Dorten, that the Isha is not a lula lachtoi as much as an ish. Her tendency to do something wrong is less than that of an ish. As a mayor shemai, as doctor. Yeah. So this we come shchinta. Yeah. So you said, Rav Yosef said, Eikum mikame shchinta dasoi. So he stood up for his wife, for his mother, before so as kind of the shchinta comes. Yeah. So. Hechem Matzev. So this is Marshall's chat. About Kapolim, do stay do. Aber stay do, that he would get up. He would get up when he saw or when he heard his wife coming, his mother coming. Is that Ibazoi? Is a guy from here? They got to get up. You got to stand up for a parent. And the guy is from his mother. Ibazoi is muchach. That's from the mother, the same as his father. Forget the ganze guy is only the mother. Do stay do. Yeah. So the door, the shaila is with the girsa, because if it's Rav Yosef, may not be in Gans Araya when you. The shaila is here, about the state door, you've got to stand up when your mother comes, as much as the father, Zicha. The shaila is that the halacha lemaisa? You can hear her voice around the corner, you know she's coming in. Do you have to stand up, or do you only have to stand up when you hear a parent, when you see a parent coming, not when you hear? This Gemara says clearly when you hear. So it's Doa Dichui, that Rav Yosef was a Saginor. Rav Yosef couldn't see. Oh, but that's if the Gis is Rav Yosef. If the Gis is Rav Tafen, you haven't got the Hezbo at all. And we've got some Smuchach here from Shulchan Aruch, from a few places later on as well, that the Halacha is that you have to get up only when you see a parent. You don't have to get up when you hear a parent. If you see the parent coming, then you've got to get up. When you hear, there's no chiv. You want to be machmir, to berech a brocha, but there's no chiv. Shka chiv. It's machloek, it's a big machloek, sachonim about it. Aber in Rav Rosner, Zechonim Ruch, in Shevet Halevi, Shoshi, in his Tshuvas, he says, he's doicha, those Paschim who say, the Gideon Marshon, others, who say one should get up and one should be machmir, even when he is. It's lav dafka. It's, you want to be mahada, very nice. Aber minadin, it's clear from the Paschim, the Paschim say if a person sees. By Rabbi Muvak saying, when you see your Rabbi Muvak, you've got to get up. Right? So if you just hear him coming, nish mechuyev. That's the straight of the whole thing on having bells on the Sefer Torah. So you have bells on the Sefer Torah that you should hear. You should hear when the Sefer Torah comes. Shalit is a chiv. If there's no chiv, I mean, the Shach Paskin's there, there's no chiv to stand up when you hear the Sefer Torah coming. Only when you see it. As though you don't need the bells. Why? I don't know. We only put the bells on the Sefer Torah Kovod Shabbos. During the week, it is not. If there's any of the bells is to put, you should hear when the Sefer Torah is coming, you should stand up. What's the difference between Shabbos and Shabbos and the weekdays? On the other hand, you shouldn't have them on Shabbos because of Mashmi Yakoil. So that's why nowadays, since the days of the Taz Mustoma, they stopped making bells. They've got bells, but haven't got the thing inside the bell. Yes, so it's not mamash, it's not mashmi akoil. But if there's no chiv to stand up when you hear the Sefer Torah, Kim Toys, there's no even having the bells at all. So if you do put them on, you're putting them on as kanzayin, so you can make a chilek such as Shabbos and the Vachon, so to cover Shabbos, you put in something nicer. But if it was only two, that should be able to hear when it's coming in, as much chiv in the week as on Shabbos, and actually more, because on Shabbos, that shayla can have it to make a noise because of Mashmi HaKol. So it's kanzayin, it's dritzich, and that shayla. Yeah, these are all tied together with the Paschim, standing for Sefer Torah, standing up for Rabbi, and standing up for my parents. But that's one of the Mekoros. No? Another ayah from the Gemara. The Gemara says, what happens if a person is a very big Talmud Chochem, a well-known Talmud Chochem, and his father's not a Talmud Chochem? Who stands up for who? Does the son have to stand up for the father in any case? Or does the father have to stand up for the son who's a big Talmud Chochem? Yeah? So what do you do? So the Rambam paskens that the son has to stand up for the father. The son stands for the father, and the father doesn't have to stand up for the son. Straight in Rambam. Other Paschim, other Rishonim say, they could stand up for each other. So because it was such a problem, Bem said from the Maram, all the Paschim were here from the Maram, Maram Rothenberg, the Rebbe of the Rash, so when he was Oyle Ligdula, he became the Rosh Hashiva, or he became the Rav from the Shtot, he made sure that his father never came to visit him, and he never went to visit his father. They shouldn't have the shayla. They never met. Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, and Yosef didn't see him for 17 years after that. They didn't meet, they just did. Because he was afraid, Yosef was afraid that Yaakov was going to ask him, Zug me apas, what happened exactly to Alton on the way to Shechem? Yeah, and he didn't want to tell him, so he didn't see him until he became a choyna. So it's Doaz Azach. But the Rambam Paschim, the Rambam Paschim that the son, Zicha, has to get up for the father, as a Tata, this is Zicha. Whether the father has to get up for the son, as a Chum, as a Sufik. And as a Sufik, so he goes to the Vada. I can't see Shtigl Teher in the Rambam. About Kaponim, the halacha is, one has to stand up for parents, whether the parents are young or old, whether they're amratzim or not amratzim, whether they're anoshim pshutim, not anoshim pshutim, one has to stand up the covered parents. And that applies even for a woman, a daughter, whether she's married or not. Because the whole reason why a married daughter is not chayv kvod kibud av for aim is because if she's married, she's got obligations to her husband and her family, so she's busy. She's not mechuyev to drop everything and serve and look after her parents. Aber standing up, Just takes a minute to stand up. So that's not a that's something which disturbs, which interferes with her duties to her husband. And Mimela, she's got to stand up. She's the first thing. It falls in. And from when does she doesn't have to stand up? From when? So the world of Haftos, and this whole thing, it's kind of around at Talmud Chochem, in the Besmadosh, in the room, whatever it is. When do you have to stand up? Only when they come within Dal Damos. Why? Because if you stand up before that, it's not Muchach, that you're standing up for Chvedo. Maybe getting up because you want to get something. Is only when he's touched Dal Damos. And once he's passed the Dal Damos, you can sit down again. By Rabbi Muvuk, or a parent, Nishazoi, as soon as you see the person coming in, coming in, within distance. Remember, the Shach brings from Rishonim, Reish Samach Vov Amos. He had 266 Amos. So, Oblomaisa Pasht is the halacha as when you see a parent, one has to stand up. Even if he's a long way away. Mashenkin Chocham, you mustn't stand up beforehand because it's not Muchach that you're standing up to Chodai. You could argue that if everybody's standing up to Chodai, then everybody knows you're standing up to Chodai. You sit down, it's forget, it's a bizoin. The Chit to stand up is only when it comes to Chodal Damas. And once it's past Chodal Damas, you can sit down again. When a parent, health finished. With a parent, you can't sit down until the parent has disappeared from view. Or he's gone to his place, his or her place, and sat down. Now, or standing up. If standing is his place, but most of a parent, a father, is Oyle La Torah, so when he's walking towards the bima to be Oyle La Torah, one has to stand up. Once he reaches his mokum at the bima to say the Baruch, even though he's standing, he's reached his destination. So you can sit down then.
He's been in the room the whole time.
What else?
The father has been in the room till now.
Yeah. Lama Zogni came in, yeah? Yeah, richtig. Zogni, a Moshul, yeah, just, yeah. Is... Sefer Torah, that's the big thing by Simchas Torah, that Sefer Torah is in his place. Yeah, the Shtetel, the Paskim, Sefer Torah is in his place, you don't have to stand up. A Moshul, the Baal Tefillah holds the Sefer Torah, even if he stands up and holds the Sefer Torah to say... anything like that, is standing at the bima with the Sefer Torah. That's the mokum of the Sefer Torah, so you don't have to stand up. Once he moves the Sefer Torah from his place, then there's a chiv to stand up. So be'emes, so why does everybody stand up when you open on a kodesh? You open on a kodesh, macht a chleis, and hoshona, yom kippur, macht poischen orin. So why does everybody stand up? So steht doing taz. Well, it doesn't say that. Ah, okay. So, it's up to Taz, I think. But Be'emus, there's no Chiv. No, Miznoig does it. According to Sefer Torah, Miznoig. That's what I can't achieve. For a parent, one has to stand up, as soon as you see them coming, until they've sat down in their place or moved out of the area, moved out of the room, you can't see them anymore, you've got to stand up. That's the first thing. As we sit in the Shulchan Aruch, a few places here. And what does it mean standing up? The chiv of standing up is Moloi Kemosai. To stand up, literally, stand on your 2 feet. Not leaning, not bare, not shmu. Steht nicht as a high boyf. Just a little bit of a. It's called a hidur. To stand up properly. To stand up properly. How often? Every time they come in, they come to the room, every time they come to the house. If they're in the house, and you're in the house, the same house, and every time they come into the room, and they haven't gone out of the house, you don't have to, it's only once. But once they've gone out of the house, Moshe, a father or a mother, they've gone to shul, and they come back from shul, they've gone out of the house, or the chutzah, from where they live, then you've got to stand up, and again, afilu meyo pomim bayoyim. Afilu meyo pomim bayoyim. So, the matzis is that nobody does that. What is nicht? So if I was taken nicht. Well, first of all, there's a machlokes here whether may have pomim or not. The Gemara says that Omar Rabbi Loza that you only have to stand up for parents twice a day, not more than for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like Krishna, you say twice, the Kuv the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kavod Malach Shemayim twice, once in the morning, once in the evening. So that's for parents. That's what I'm there. Can't be male more than for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of other sinim, so achiv, every time. And the halacha is that's enough twice, morning and evening. Aber masha of the shachta sends a toistus verse that if people are watching you and see you not standing up, and they don't know that whether you stood up in the morning already once before, so you've got to stand up. So if in a public place, every time your father comes in, nobody knows whether you stood up the last time for him, so you've got to stand up, and other people coming to shul the whole time, backwards, forwards, you've got to stand up every time. Ganz geschäft. Mezichen ishnoi gazoi. So what's the pshat min ishnoi gazoi? So, I think Moshe Shtenbuch brings up a state as Balkochach, it's back to the old Indian we had a few times already, says on Mechila. Parents of Moichel. Some Paschim say one should beferish, say once and for all, ask parents, will you be Moichel me if I don't stand up for you every time you come in? And then Moichel. So it's on Mechila. It probably needs refreshing Mizman, because one forgets. Aber es kedai. Just kedai, to get out of it completely. Aber could be sa'umdana, everybody agrees. Aber lechala puchas, so to get up 10 times a day, or 20 times a day, or 100 times a day, that's taka, gaval to gaol, which is very, very difficult. And pashas parents are moichel. But the twice a day, according to Shitta, twice a day, morning and evening, twice a day to stand up for them, shan sachkringa. It's a good idea to get a mechila, but we've got to remember what we learned a few times already now from the Radvaz, which Rabbi Kvega brings and the Pesachua brings, that even when there's a mechila, there's still a mitzvah. So mela, one should stand up chatz twice a day, but if possible, chol apuchas a hidur. One stands up a little bit. You just get up a little bit, just a hidur. So it's also something, and it could be if that's what the minigolim is to do, as is Andrea. So that is the hidur. That is the deraisa then. You're kind of deraisa, even though you don't stand up Malaika Mosai. But that is, if that's the Unganimana Hidur for parents, that's the mitzvah, that's the chiv. We find in other places where the Inya Machna Hidur, so we do find Hidur where there's a Machlaikas, we say do a Hidur. So Shet and Shulchan Aruch, a few different places. Of a L'chol HaPochus to do that. This L'chol HaPochus, Machna Dus for a parent when he comes in. L'chol HaPochus. So this is the Indian of Kimo, and the Chatchila, I said, the Chatchila should be Moloi Kemosai. Moloi Kemosai means standing up properly. There are people, there's a bunch of Zenim Akvid in them, there's a fine Zach, Zach, Hoshav Zach. But that's the mitzvah of Kimo. But steht noch a Zach, even by Chocham, sometimes I want to mention something, which states in the Sef Chassidim, even for some Chocham to get up, so he said, when he comes within Daladamas, so when you see a Chocham coming within your Daladamas, If he's not reached Al Damas yet, Shtit in the Rishonim, he should sit down. So that should be Mekhan the Mitzvah, standing up for him when he comes in Al Damas. Shem Sif Chasidim. And then Zukta Nachazach. And then when he moves out of your Al Damas, you should sit down again. Because if you don't sit down and you just carry on walking somewhere because you want to get something, you've not shown that you're standing up. Was the Kol Talmud Chacham? You stood up because you want to go and get a sefer or something. You want to get something else. So you should sit down. Yeah, you should sit down again. Ezok to say the unfortunate sefer chasidim is called Shetan Tilim. It's like Santa Dach Shetan Tesvov in Tilim, famous Kapil Tilim, Shet Alam Midas Tovus, Shet Olin Loshin Ova. Shet Mizrun Dov Hashem Yogub Miyishkemak Hayl Tumim Ufayl Tzedek. Not because you're getting up to go somewhere. So you got up because of the Talmud Chacham came within your Dalai Damas. Then how you got to carry on being mechavad to him by sitting down. That's the osid. That means after the kibud of standing up, which is ikki kibud, you should sit down. That's yiri Hashem yichavad. You've been mechavad now after the ikki kibud. You mechavad them by sitting down to show that I got up for them. Yeah, as I is looking to my fortune dalton. That's the Hashem pshat. Oh. That's the in your standing up. So that's the kids here. I'm daf gedanken. Zozazach standing up. And again, for chochem, some chochem, daf could stand up when he reaches your daladamus, not before, because not sinikum. Mashen kein for Rabbi Muvok, a parent. It's more obvious that people realize it's a parent. So standing up beforehand is not the chvodei. So chvodei is apparent. Obviously, it's a kibud v'esem. That's the kibud. Just agav. Just two or three little things which I saw here. The Heinz Gachon Yibrin. I saw him shoot him, but you see it. Say the people are not careful. He's sitting at the table. He's sitting at the table and there's a box of paper hankies. You want a hanky? You want the salt? You want something else? Tata, do you mind passing me salt? Mama, do you mind passing me a paper hanky? It's totally shtum. You mustn't do that. You're asking your parents to do your service. It's chaisa. It's chosayva kibud avim. It's a hashikl bizoin. You're mivaza your parents by asking them to do your service. It's totally shtum. Yeah, it's a zach which is shriach ma'oid, masim b'chol yom mamash. You must be very careful. You shouldn't. And I've seen very chosher people doing it. One doesn't realize. This chas v'shalom. One doesn't realize. Says Darf Zayn, if you want to get a hanky from where your parents are sitting, just get up and go across and pick it up. And just come back and sit down again. You want the salt? Get up, walk around the table and get it. Or ask somebody else at the table. But don't ask a parent. What? Then you finish with everything, yeah? Everything is mechila, yeah? I wasn't Shmeichel. And also, you should know, sometimes the parents will do it because they don't make a shef out of it, but it bothers them. The state, in Kamu Zachen, die Zachen, where state, the Moshe, where a son, the Gemara says this, where a son's a big Talmud Chacham, and the father, he comes home, and his parents want to serve him. So, I've gone to Gemara here in Kiddushin. So who was it? Somebody asked Abaya, am I allowed to be a Kabul that shares from them? Zukta Abaya, if your mother, yes, not your father, because if your father is Talmud Chacham, even though he'll do it because of Ildich Tzaliptin, he's happy to serve you, but the Masa is Shtetim. The Masa, he's got in his heart a bisla faribul, it bothers him. So Mela, it's not Kedai to risk that. So don't risk it. So one should be careful. See, this, and Bichlal, the holding of Mechila, Shechen Chaznish, and you can't be told everything on Mechila, and even the parents shouldn't be Mechila everything. Because the Ras and the Gemara, as Rav Shimon Brebi was passing, and somebody didn't stand up for him, well, so a few cases in the Gemara like that, and Ikvid, it was Makvid, and Mechila, as the mechila. The teretz is not a mechila. You can't assume that mechila. The chasne basuda and the bal simcha is your parent or grandparent, whatever it is, and they're serving shit moshe something. Bal simcha goes around serving wine. Bal simcha. So it's not about the mechila. Forget that's koyde. That's what he wants. But you can't assume stam as yedem mul zam mechila. Yeah, unless you put notes on all the tables. Yeah. All parents are moichel everything to the children. Such kaveta. Such kaveta. But that's and the Chazanish says that twice. You shouldn't be moichel. You shouldn't be moichel everything. There's got to be an inyan of kvod hirim moirim. There must be an inyan kibud avim. Otherwise, the whole. Yeah. So this is not chazak. Shmeitim mechava states. As I mechava states. Back to Sim Reish Mem. The Shteite Mechaba Siftes that Chayev Lechavdoi Afil Lacha Moisei. And the Chayev, I don't want to add here, we'll come into it a bit later a bit more, of this applies not only to parents, it applies to grandparents as well. Because like the mitzvah of kibud av, it also mitzvah of kibud zokin, a zeda or baba, it also mitzvah of kibud chavazayin. It's not the same level mamash, always come up the same. We'll see, come to that later. So zokto mechava, chayev l'chavdoi afilo acha moisei. One has to be mechaber the parent or grandparent, even when he's not on this world anymore. Ketzad? Hoyoyme dvar shmur mipiv. If a person is repeating a dvar Torah, which a parent or grandparent said, Oyme, you should say, Kach oba abu mori, harein kaporos mishkovei. Im hu toich shnim osachodesh. If it's within 12 months of the patira of the parent or the grandparent, one should say, Hareini kaporas mishkovei. But one should say, Kachoma abu mori, Hareini kaporas mishkovei. So to mechaba v'im hu la'acha shnim osa chodesh. If it's after shnim osa chodesh, Oima, he should say, Zichoin l'rucha. The Paschim say here, in the Gemara state, he should say, Zichoin levrocha lechaye ho'ilam abo. So, Lashon HaGemara. Not just Zichoin levrocha lechaye ho'ilam abo. And some of the Paschim Taina, that's why some people write it like that, Zayin, Lamed, Hey. But then there's a Lamed missing. One should write, Zayin, Lamed, Hey. Zichoin levrocha lechaye ho'ilam abo. Of half a tak, for the mamash, we're not doing them. You can use the lamas to double. It's chayne levrocha lechay hoyle mabul. Some people have got the gist in the gemara also. It's chayne lechay hoyle mabul without the levrocha. It's either chayne levrocha or it's chayne lechay hoyle mabul. But both it's chayne levrocha lechay hoyle mabul. Actually, it's not necessary. So that's why some people write it that way. But those states. But Emes in the Rishonim we find that people wrote just chayne levrocha. They especially kachoynim on Rishonim and achoynim. Also on Rishonim, Shreit Zayin Lamed, Zichoin Levrocha, must nicht the whole Zayin Lamed, hey, and not Zeche Tzadik, Vekodosh Levrocha, it's very nice, so Shreit Zayin, but Weiss ist nicht Kachiv, Mamash. The whole thing of putting Tzadik in also is maybe a Chore, a more recent thing. Not so recent, but I'm Treffer Friedeke. But the Meister must darf er beschreiben, so Zog der Remor, if a person writes, there's no difference between the father and the mother, as far as that's concerned. Say, for a mother also, people, when it comes to a mother, one writes, Ein Hei, Olei Hashem, why not Zayin Lamed? Zichoin Levrocha. Zichoin Noh Levrocha. Zichoin Noh Levrocha. Zuch Shetan Rimo, Ein Chiluk Bin Avlein B'chol Zeh. So then he says, if a person writes something, B'Shem the parents, Toichid B'Shchidish, then maybe you don't need to say, because you're going to the letter, it was written that's going to be there afterwards. Actually, is only shy to write, to say verbally. But to write it, it's going to be there afterwards. So that's a shikul of shayla here. But the Ramon passes, he finishes off by saying, V'yesh machmirim afilu v'ksiva. It's not mam shachir, but yesh machmirim afilu v'ksiva. When you write it, v'shayf toich hazoi. V'shayf toich hazoi. So that's part of mechavdoi L'acha misoseh. So you've seen, some poskim want to see the whole inyan of saying Abba, kach oma Abba Mori, hareini kapusim shkovai, or after you've been schedule just kach oma Abba Mori, is only if you're saying a dovar shmo mipiv. The Rosh Hashanah is chayv l'chav d'afil acha moise keitzad hu yoyme dvar shmo mipiv. If you said a shikl Torah, something on dvar Torah, dvar alocha, in the name of a parent, then you've got to say kach oma Abba Mori. But if you didn't, you're not talking about dvar Torah now. You're just mentioning something about your parents. You're not talking about dvar Torah or dvar halocha or dvar hanhoga or whatever. Stam milav alma. You don't have to say Mori, because Mori is only shach to say when you're talking about something he taught you. But if it's not something he taught you, so we come to Rain Mori. You're telling about, you tell him, Gefit, our business, our meister, we come to Abba Mori. So, Mdachim Zog, Abba, in many Achoinim, steht nicht so, Pasha steht, in all instances one says it, so, I don't know, Achoish can Achoin dem, Abba, I think the minig olam is, that's the minig olam is not alam ovi meiri. Moshe was talking about benching. When the parents are alive, he was talking ovi meiri. He was meirosi. And so he was talking, even though you didn't learn anything from them, it's not alam ovi meiri. You're not alam ovi meiri. From my parents, you've always learned something. So even though this thing you're telling, you're saying now over, b'shmoy or b'shmo, is not something in learning, or midas, or yishmaim, but as gelent. So it's gelent. So pashtus is always shy of the inyan of Meiri, or the Nishmeiri. So this is the Chayra, I think that's the Minigoyim, Dachsach. You can tell me if you forget, the Chayra Sisht. But Dachsach is Azoi Fiat Mzach. Dachsach is Azoi Fiat Mzach. Yeah. I've missed out a little bit here, Ramo, where the Ramo talks, Mechoft, it shouldn't be Negel and Maisa. But the whole shaila is, you remember right at the beginning we learned this halacha of ad hechon, to what degree is the mitzvah kibud av, right? So even if a parent comes along and rips your clothes and throws your money in the sea, that kind of thing, you shouldn't get angry, you shouldn't show bizyonis to them, but you're entitled to call them to the Torah. Entitled to call them to the Torah. That's what was going to bring them. As such, can keep it out of to call the parents to the Torah. Of the remote, of the master state, as they. In the remote state, you can call a parent to the Torah. So the remote says like this: Ben sheyeshe din im oviv. A son has got a din Torah with his father. He's got a claim in bezin against the father. Or mother in Shkinachkina. V'ho'av hu teveh ha-ben. It's the father who's been teveh from the son. So what's the halacha? And the father, one lives in London, the other lives in Manchester. The father lives in London, and the son lives in Manchester, in Marshall. So which place do you go to for the interior? The teveh is in London, and the nitva is in Manchester. Zohar halacha, Hoychin Bosar Hanitva. You always go to have the din Torah in the town of the defendant. Hoychin Acha Bosar Nitva. So the Tevea is in London, and the nitva is in Manchester, so the Tevea has got to come to Manchester. Whether he can charge afterwards for his costs, it's not chazach. But that's where it's got to take place. But what happens if the father's a Tevea, and he's in London, and the son is in Itva, he's in Manchester, so to remove, it's Tzorich HaBen, Leilech Acha Oviv. The son has to go to the town of the parents for the interior to take place. Not to shep his parents away from his house, from his home, to come to another town. Afapi, even though Shaben, who Nitva, even though the son is a Nitva, and the Dor of Iracheres, and this is a different town, so he's got the whole upheaval, he's got to go travelling to another town. Shezehu Kuvayit Oviv. That's Kuvayit Oviv, not to be Matriach the father. Aval, also he talks about expenses. Aval, who Av Chayv the Shalom Ben Hitzois. But the costs of travelling normal cost of travelling. It doesn't mean you hire a Rolls Royce and go to London and it costs you £300. Sorry, that's what it costs for a normal car nowadays, I think. No? Well, a couple of is chayv. The father's chayv to pay. The in chayv the chavdu mishal ben. Because when we come back to klal as kibud av mishalov. So mitzad the tircha, who travels, who doesn't travel, then the son has to travel to the father. Of expenses, it's not chayv to pay, so he can claim normal expenses from his father. He told me he's got a Talmud whose father is a wreck, and he left in his will everything to his. To the son's mother, to his wife. And this younger man has got children to marry off in Halshka Geld. He wants to be Tevea, his mother, to the Torah, to give him back the money from that, because Al-Pialocha, he's a Yerush, not the wife. So therefore, that money really is come to him. So he wants to be Tevea, his mother, to the Torah. So he wants to go to Bezdin in London, to the Kedasi of Bezdin, and be Tevea. So I said to Rosh Yeshiva, I don't think he's got a chance to get anything out of Azad in Torah, because there are parts of the Zichron Yeruch Gehalten that English will is valid in Halucha. The way it's done with the court of probate and Gansom Eisa, it's like Hushlash, so it's Gehalten Al-Pi Halucha, so it's Gehalten Al-Pi Halucha, then come under Paschim, so therefore Al-Pi Halucha, it's a valid will, so you won't get anything out of it. He doesn't want to go to another bezin, so he dropped it. I'm just giving you an example. He's ten times like it of a son being tevea, a parent. No, this is the man and nochazach over there. I'm retching him because it's negair coming here. In a case of a second marriage, let's say a person. A lady is an almona, and she's got assets, and she's getting married a second time. So, she's got assets, and all the children, Chais, are happy that she should live a long life. Avolamasa, Ibehin and Sonsik, they hope to get the Chelik Yerusha. Because if it's her the chosim and they are Yerusha, so lachem evesum they'll be Yerusha. But she gets married a second time, and the halacha is that her husband is Yerusha's wife. So if he survives her, he'll be Yerush all her assets, and it can be substantial amounts. Yes, going to the chamaisus. Yeah, I remember in London, and I said it was gefährlich because it was a very wealthy lady, and the children were mizukt. They were happy for the said the mother of the langer leben. After 120, they were looking forward to have Yerusha, and they left with nothing, gornish, not a penny, because the husband yashent everything. Problem is, when one gets married, one doesn't like to think about those things. Shteitzach. Oh, but the eitzah for that is, and just daf machem, and some all that mitzvah to tell the eitzah of such a person that matzah to remind them, tell them one has to get a shtar siluk from the second new husband. That means he signs a document whereby he declares that he has no interests and no claims, no nothing, no shaykhus with any other assets. And you've got to be careful how you do that, because it's got to be done, you can't just stand do it any day, it's got to be done between the kiddushin and the chuppah. If you do it before that, so Ram, do that, so that is invalid. And too late is also too late. It's also invalid in that form, at least. So one has to know how to do it and when to do it. I'm going to Rav Wozner, Rav Chaim Wozner. You've got to mudafas machen. Because you don't do it, it can be a greater problem. And if people know someone who's going through that course of things, that's going to be a terrible push, because people don't think. Trachten during them. So they're a wichtige Sache. Just often trachten. So I push it. Ein von so einer Itzatöver. Oh, so das ist so. art, I think Metzl Shlendo. The poor near enough the head. How many more weeks we got to share? Can't remember. Three more. Okay. Daf noch adochti netlige zachen, voor richtige zachen. Consider the talk about older brother and older sister, Zeda, and Elsa Zeda, Elsa Zeda, yeah, Madin. Ja, dat poor zachen daar ben nog. Zeda.
Sitting in the chronicle.